This week, McDonald's announced that it's planning to close more restaurants than it is opening in the U.S. this year. That would make it the first time in 40 years that McDonald's has scaled back like this. It's been struggling to lift itself from the worst sales slump that it's seen in more than a decade. Joining us for a look at what's going on is Mike Regan of Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
And to be specific with the numbers here, the chain is closing 184 restaurants in the U.S., opening just 125 this year. Now, it still has more than 14,000 McDonald's restaurants across the country, but is this a sign that McDonald's is really struggling?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And they've had a problem with sales for almost 2 years now. For seven straight quarters, their sales at existing restaurants have dropped. They declined about 2% in the last quarter. And they've also said they're going to eliminate some jobs at their headquarters in Oak Brook, Illinois. So it is one of many signs that they've been struggling.
And why are they struggling like this?
Well, part of it is when you're the biggest company in an industry like this, you often become a lightning rod for criticism. So going all the way back to the book Supersize Me about a decade ago and to more recent protests from parenting groups and even minimum wage activists have targeted McDonald's. They've really, you know, sort of are the lightning rod for criticism of the industry. And at the same time, trends in food are really going the other way, more towards fresh ingredients and gourmet food. So they're sort of, you know, having problems on all sides there.
What about other chains, KFC, Burger King and the like? Are they facing the same trouble?
Not really in the U.S. KFC is owned by Yum Brands, and they've had some problems with sales in China, but their sales in the U.S. have been positive for most of their chains. And it's not just them. It's not just a big competition like Burger King. It's also, you know, the burger industry has really seen a lot of competition in recent years from chains like Five Guys.
Shake Shack,
yeah. Sonic's been growing. So it's really a much more competitive landscape for McDonald's than it once was.
Well, we've heard the CEO of McDonald's say that what he wants to do is really focus on being a burger chain, a really good burger chain.
Right. And, you know, that itself is somewhat problematic. One of their biggest competitors is Chipotle, serving Mexican food. And what the success of Chipotle has shown is that customers, especially younger customers, really like the option of being able to customize their food and you know, say what ingredients they want and don't want in it. And so McDonald's is kind of taking that model and applying it to the burger business to some degree. They want to make their burgers be more customizable in the future. So that's one of the big initiatives.
And many people may be hearing you say Chipotle and say, well, doesn't McDonald's own Chipotle? No. In fact, Chipotle was McDonald's was an early investor in Chipotle, but they divested many years ago at this point. So they
are now
competitors fully, and it looks like Chipotle is eating McDonald's as lunch.
Right. They probably wish they could have a do-over on that, that sale.
Well, what about breakfast all day? That was something McDonald's experimented with. Is that not – I guess that's not enough. Not enough to just put McMuffins on the menu all day.
It's, you know, it's one of many – Taco Bell's had a lot of success with breakfast, and McDonald's is saying, well, maybe we'll spread it out to all day. It's one of many initiatives they're trying. Also, they recently introduced a sirloin burger and even a new Hamburglar mascot to try to sell it.
They didn't have much
luck with that. haven't been meeting the estimates. So, you know, still trying many different things to revive the brand.
The Hamburglar to the rescue. Mike Regan at Bloomberg News. Thank you so much as always.
Thank you.